I'd like to ask you now to take your Bibles and turn to Colossians chapter 3, and we're going to read verses 12 through 17 there. That's one of those smaller letters that the apostle has written in the midst of the New Testament canon. We have Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, and then we have Colossians. And we start with our reading there from verse 12 and read through to verse 17, with our focus being on that last verse of our reading. This is what God's word says to us. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. This is God's Word, and we're thankful, too, that we could have it read today. Let's ask that God would bless His Word to us this morning. Heavenly Father, may we receive a blessing from Your Word. May it fill our hearts richly so that we might sing richly with gratitude in our hearts unto You. And in whatever we do, may our thanksgiving show forth also, because Your gospel word has filled our lives. May Your Spirit work to that end in us, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Our text is, and whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Congregation of our Lord Jesus Christ, you know, most of us, if not all of us, can speak about a time in our lives where we could say, if it wasn't for what that person did for me, I don't know where I'd be today. It's why people will say on a day like today, I'm thankful. I'm thankful to my father. I'm thankful for my mother. I'm thankful for this or that. I'm thankful for what that person did for me. Because where would I be without him? Where would I be without her? I know that I personally am one that can say that countless times for oh so many things and oh so many people. If it wasn't for that person, where would I be? None of us that way are what some like to call self-made men or women, because one way or another, there's always somebody to whom we're indebted. Perhaps it's for that reason that some sort of Thanksgiving celebration is carried out in some part of the world at some time of the year, every year. Thanksgiving is recognized as the most commonly celebrated holiday on the planet. And it certainly remains popular in our country as well, no matter what it is with which people associate Thanksgiving. The Christian certainly can appreciate a call to Thanksgiving, because if there's anyone who has the right and the reason to heed the call to Thanksgiving, it's the Christian. The Christian spirit of thanksgiving cannot, of course, be contained in a single day, any more than the appreciation of the birth, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ can be contained on a Christmas celebration or a Good Friday or Easter observance, any more than honoring your father or mother can be contained on a single day like Mother's or Father's Day. The reason for this has to do with the truth that Christian Thanksgiving reaches beyond human relationships to the divine relationship that we have. It spans all of life, and it's expressed in a unique way through a unique person, which sets apart Christian expressions of thanks from all others. We want to take a moment this morning to consider the Christian spirit of thanksgiving, to whom it's directed, through whom it's expressed, and how it covers every moment and action of the Christian's life. First of all, to whom it's directed. These are days when many would find it difficult to be thankful. It may be a time in which people find themselves in economic or medical binds, without work, without loved ones, perhaps, with whom they celebrated Thanksgiving's past. On the other hand, there are those, even in difficult economic times, who are finding their work and most things to be going well for them and in their families. At the same time, you could start contrasting some Christian situations to non-Christian situations. And you might say then, on the surface, that it would appear that those who are non-Christians with their carefully free life or their prosperity would have more reason to be thankful than the Christian, if you based it simply on circumstance. So what does a person do? Does one need to wait until things are better to be thankful? Can you still be a thankful person when others seem to have it better, Christian or non-Christian? Do you still want to be thankful? A passage like ours would say, yes, if I am a Christian, I have reason to be thankful today. I am to give thanks to God the Father. Plenty there are, after all, as we mentioned earlier, who are able to give thanks to all kinds of people, even in their hard times. But for many, the plane on which their thanks remains is on a horizontal one. They can be thankful for their parents, or thankful for their jobs, and thankful to their parents, and thankful to their bosses, or for what they might call their good fortune, and how fate has smiled upon them. They may be thankful for their health, or thankful for good friends or neighbors. People can find something for which to be thankful, but for many, the Thanksgiving never gets above the earth, does it? It may be directed to a father or a mother or a son or daughter or whoever or whatever, but for many, that's as far as it gets. It's not directed heavenly. And even if they might speak of gods or some generic god, it's not necessarily directed to God the Father. Now, it is a good thing for us to direct our thanks to those to whom we owe so much. And we shouldn't pause or hesitate on doing so, lest we regret not having that opportunity later on. But in giving such thanks, the Christian also has grounds to thank God the Father. He or she knows that the fatherly care of his God or her God in his providence has made use of these various means. They've made use of mom or dad or son or daughter or brother or sister or health or prosperity. Remarkably so, also all situations. So that they will work to your profit. so that when we're Christians, we can say that God is working all things to our good. As Christians, we see that even in the pain and the suffering and the straits in which we find ourselves, we are consoled by the truth that we are not left as orphans. We're not left alone. We thank God the Father because for the sake of Jesus Christ, He hasn't left us as sheep without a shepherd. He hasn't abandoned His own. He has reminded us through the Word that dwells in us richly. He's reminded us in life that we remain His children, so that even if father and mother would forsake us, He would receive us. Our passage gives us a beautiful reminder of Thanksgiving's motivation, doesn't it? As God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, among all the things to which we're called, the apostle says, and be thankful. God's electing love for us in Jesus Christ is the reason that we can always be thankful. If we have to wait until our health returns, or our youth returns, or our prosperity returns, or our loved ones return, or our fortune turns around, we may be waiting eternally, and in the process, waiting eternally to be thankful to God the Father. The reason that we need not wait, nor should we wait, is that in good times and in bad, when we are children of the Heavenly Father, beloved, chosen from eternity, holy and dearly loved for the sake of Jesus Christ, we are always dearly loved. We stand in that grace. Never does He remove His dear love from us. Pondering God's election then, far from being clinical and cold, impacts the believer unto a life of thanks. Because as the Word of Christ dwells in us richly with truths such as those, thanksgiving, you see, is the appropriate response directed to our Father in heaven for Jesus' sake. And that's why we take a bit of time this morning, don't we? To sing in fullness with psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, with gratitude in our hearts to God. And to be filled with the Word that's so suitable for us. We take the time to direct our thanks, not just around the people at your table this afternoon, good to do that, but also to our God in heaven, who through that Word that's dwelling in us richly and testifies to us about His electing love in us, reminds us that you and I always have reason to express our gratitude to God outwardly, because of His grace at work inwardly. And so the Christian spirit of thanks is one that's directed to God the Father. It's expressed through the Lord Jesus Christ, because we are to give thanks to God the Father through the Lord Jesus Christ. There are people, after all, who will speak of thanks to God, but we can only truly do that through Jesus Christ, through the Lord Jesus. We wouldn't, after all, be children of the Heavenly Father were it not for the Christ's work and His Word dwelling in us. That truth, of course, is why thanksgiving also belongs to the Lord Jesus, doesn't it? Because where would we be without Him? If we really want a thankful life, then, if we truly want to be thankful, Christ is essential. Now, that might seem like an odd thing to say. After all, didn't we just say that Thanksgiving is the most common holiday? All kinds of people are thankful today for things they have and things they do. There's a Thanksgiving of sorts there, but it always falls short of true and full thanks if Christ isn't the way in which that thanks is given. You can be thankful to people. You can be thankful when things are fine. You can be thankful to an extent. But if that thanksgiving isn't directed toward God, or isn't directed toward God through Jesus Christ, or if people, if all people can do is thank people, but not God through Jesus Christ, the ground for true thanksgiving isn't there on which to stand, really. If we can't be thankful to God through Christ, all is lost. All things aren't working together for our good. We remain enemies of God. And our supposed reason for thanks today and for our lives are short-sighted, misdirected, self-deceiving, short-lived. Without Christ, the great mediator and the intercessor, there's no true thanks. No matter how rich or healthy or popular we may be. And that is why for you and for me, Christ is so essential to our life. With Him, in Him, and through Him alone, you and I have every reason for thanks. And that's why the apostle would say to us, whatever you do in word and in deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Everything we do in word and deed should be done and will be done in thanks as they're done in the name of the Lord Jesus. Our thanks cover every moment because it's the Lord Jesus who gives us every reason for thanking God the Father every moment. Now that may seem like a tall order, thanksgiving that way, where we're not just giving a card of thanks and calling it good. We see again that thanksgiving is life for the Christian. Whatever you do, says the apostle, be thankful. He already had mentioned how that is our calling in our praise, that it's to be directed to God. But he expects it also in our practice in word and deed. And in the context of our passage, we see some of the ways that can be done, don't we? When we replace our filthy language and lying words with words of truth, that's what he speaks about earlier, and we replace it with words of truth and compassion and kindness and humility, not to mention, of course, our words of praise before God and words of prayer. These are but a few ways in which our words can be words of thanks. When our words are more and more of contentment and peace, rather than grumbling and complaining, we show that our words in those ways can be words of thanks. Indeed, we know that even our eating and drinking can be done in thanks, such as truly what we wish to see occur today. We eat with prayers of thanks, but we are also to eat as those who are grateful for what we can have when others have less or little. We can give of our gifts, which we have opportunity to do today, don't we, with an open hand to those who have little or nothing. And as we give to the causes of Christ, not with compulsion, but with a cheerful heart, a grateful heart. Our deeds that are done with regard to our studies and our housework, our homework, our chores, they're to be done thankfully. What a difference. What a difference when we do them with a grateful heart rather than with a grated heart. As we host others, or we serve others, or we bear the burdens of others as we teach and admonish each other with the word of the Lord dwelling richly within us, these are ways in which our deeds may be expressions of thanks to the Lord. And you notice that what is key here, what really will help us to be grateful in doing these things, what's key to thanks for you and me in our words and deeds is to do what we're doing in the name of the Lord Jesus. You ever see how often we find ourselves doing what we're doing, saying what we're saying for our own name, our own glory, our own cause, rather than doing them and saying them in and for the name that's above every name, to whom you and I owe everything? It's no wonder when we are that way that the spirit of gratitude eludes us then. May God forgive us when what we say and what we do is said and done strictly for our own sake. Thanksgiving is far from such a spirit. God help us to take up our tasks and take up our words with one motivation in mind, to magnify the name of our Lord Jesus, so thanksgiving will be directed where it should be, to God our Father, through Him. Do you have reason today, my friends, for thanks? Truly reason for thanks? You do, if you've come to know in faith that you're not a child of God's wrath anymore because of your sin, but as part of God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, you're a child of God. A child of God the Father through the Lord Jesus Christ alone, who saves you from that wrath. And then, well, even in the midst of your struggles, you'll have reason to be thankful in your praise, in your practice, in whatever you say or do. You'll be thankful in what you do when you do it in the Lord's name and not your own. In the Lord's name. Because after all, where would you be without Him? Amen. How grateful we can be, Heavenly Father, that all that we do and say and think, all of our praise, all of our practice can be directed and is called to be directed into the heavenly places where you are and where your Son sits at your right hand. How grateful, Father, that when we consider the calling that is ours unto thanksgiving, there's every reason to provide it, to express it. How grateful we can know where it is to go. We certainly are thankful that we can thank one another for the various ways in which people have been good to us, because we know oftentimes where would we be without them? But we know, Lord, in a more ultimate sense, in a more superior sense, that those ways in which we can be thankful to others, those are things that you have provided. You have been great to us, been faithful to us throughout all generations. And we're so glad that we could take a moment today to express not only our thanks to one another, but to others we know, but to thank you for what you've done, what you've done for us through the Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that when we take up the challenge of that tall order to be thankful in all things, that you'd forgive us when we haven't always carried out those things in light of your gospel dwelling richly in us. But, Lord, that you would also help us all the more, all the time, to be thinking about what it is we're saying and doing, not for our name's sake, but for the sake of that great name that's above every name, our Lord Jesus Christ, so that thanksgiving may show itself forth, Lord, in all that we do, our prayers, our practices, our praise. Hear us to that end, we ask in the name of Jesus our Lord. Amen.